We want to have a few minutes here for Sergio Martinez Beltran, who's Texas Capitol reporter for NPR's The Texas Newsroom, reporting on the shooting from Austin. And Sergio, as we know, 19 students, two teachers dead. We are learning, though, about the victims.
Hi, Robin. Yes, we are learning about the victims. Mind you, Robb Elementary School serves second, third, and fourth graders. So the victims were in those ages. We've also heard that at least one teacher was killed. It's our understanding that that teacher was teaching fourth grade. Mm-hmm. So there is a lot of details that we still need to know. Uvalde, you know, for people that don't know, the city is a city of about 16,000 people, majority Hispanic. The school district is the same as majority Hispanic. So we have a lot of diversity in this city where everyone knows each other. So this tragedy is really rocking the fabric of Uvalde.
I'm sure. We heard early reports that Border Patrol officers were chasing the shooter after he shot his grandmother and he crashed his car and ran into the school. Now, I know it's early days. We can't know everything at this point, but what is the latest we're having confirmed about the shooting?
Yes, so law enforcement officials say that the shooter was involved in a domestic disturbance with his grandmother prior to the shooting. So what we know is that he shot the grandmother and fled. Now, Uvalde Police Department received a call afterwards about a crash. It's a neighbor who called the police and said there's this truck that crashed in a ditch and there's this man walking into a school with a gun. So state troopers, local law enforcement, and federal agents who were around heard the shots at the school, and so they tried to go inside, but the suspect started shooting at them, and so that's when this tragedy occurred. Yeah. What we also know is that the shooter made entry into a classroom, one single classroom, barricaded himself there, and began shooting the children and teachers in that room.
Oh, awful. We also heard that he was fully armored, much shades of the Buffalo supermarket shooting, and so it was difficult for officers to take him down. We're also hearing friends reporting that friends say the shooter was bullied. He bought those assault weapons on his 18th birthday. This did happen on primary election day. Besides the horror, which must be there, what's the conversation?
You know, there is a lot of pain overall. You know, many people are fed up. Many people in the state have said that something needs to be done. Mind you, last year, Texas Governor Greg Abbott signed a bill that eliminates the requirement to have a license when purchasing a gun. This means that most Texans right now can get a gun without providing a license or a permit. And so people are very upset about this. Now, the Republicans say having permits in the books would not necessarily prevent this tragedy, but some people say we don't know. Maybe that's what needed to happen. The Uvalde school superintendent, Dr. Hal Harrell, talked last night to the community, and he said he was broken. He was heartbroken, and he said that the community needs prayer. That's the only way they can get through this. And he said that effectively yesterday, the school year was over.
Yeah. Oh, yes. By the way, we're also seeing reports that the shooter might not have been wearing body armor. So, again, it's early days, and we'll find out more. Sergio Martinez Beltran, Texas Capitol reporter for NPR's The Texas Newsroom. We hear the strains of commencement music were being heard around that school just yesterday, kids practicing their last day. Sergio, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.